Title: China Semiconductor Regulations, Episode 2: The Curious Case of the American in a Chinese Chip Company. Content: Key takeaways. U.S. personnel at Chinese chip manufacturers are in a precarious position. New rules limit what activities those persons may undertake with respect to their work. However, there are ways they can nevertheless contribute to their companies, maintain their citizenship status, and comply with applicable U.S. law. Background: Since October 7, 2022, when the Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS, dropped 140 pages of regulations on the semiconductor industry, U.S. passport and green card holders working at Chinese chip companies have been worried. For some of these folks, whether located in the United States or in China, the new regulations seem to pose a difficult choice: your citizenship or your career? The new regulations, at least initially, appear to impose such strict controls that almost no U.S. person could effectively work for a Chinese chip manufacturer of a certain level of technological sophistication. Since that time, BIS has issued guidance that may open the path a bit for U.S. persons employed by Chinese companies. However, the road to successfully balancing U.S. citizenship and Chinese employment is still fraught with complexities and risk for many. U.S. person restrictions: at the time the regulations were issued in October, it appeared that BIS restrictions on U.S. person activity had reached the levels of U.S. sanctions restrictions and that no one with a U.S. passport or green card could do any work with Chinese companies that produced semiconductors at or above a certain technological level, advanced fabrication facilities, or advanced fabs. We wrote, okay, so here's the wild part. The EAR placed direct restrictions on U.S. person support for the development of any chips if that support goes to a facility that produces advanced semiconductors, or even if you don't know whether the facility produces advanced semiconductors. We note that the new bar for prohibiting the provision of information is so low, it functions almost as an EAR control against the provision of services, which will ring a bell for those familiar with U.S. economic sanctions and embargoes administered by the U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control. Effectively, the regulations provide notice that BIS will consider U.S. persons to be in violation of EAR 744.6 if they provide to China any item not subject to the EAR. See that? There is no floor there. That could be just about any information that they know will be used in the development or production of any integrated circuits. Note that one too. The information or items a U.S. person provides may be related to any low-level commercial off-the-shelf IC, if those ICs will be produced at a semiconductor fabrication facility located in the PRC. Check out that defined term, facility. We'll come back to that one, that fabricates ICs that meet the following criteria: logic integrated circuits using a non-planar architecture or with a production technology node of 16/14 nanometers or less, NOT and NAND, memory integrated circuits with 128 layers or more, or dynamic random access memory, DRAM, integrated circuits using a production technology node of 18 nanometer half pitch or less. Note that, to be prohibited, the information and items provided by the U.S. person need not be used in the production of those advanced ICs. Rather, the information or items are prohibited merely if they are to be used in production at a facility that also produces the defined advanced ICs. U.S. person uncertainty and concern. In effect, it initially appeared that a U.S. person could not provide any information to a Chinese company if that information would be used at an advanced fab. But what if a U.S. person worked for that Chinese company with advanced fabs? What if the Chinese company only has advanced fabs? What if the U.S. person was the owner, director, or executive of such a Chinese company? Stories circulated in the industry of tech executives who had studied and obtained citizenship in the United States, who had founded or rose high in Chinese tech companies, and who were now considering whether they needed to uproot their lives and their families in order to save their businesses, or vice versa. Clarification for U.S. persons. On October 28, BIS issued FAQs clarifying the restrictions on U.S. person activity. In those FAQs, regulators appeared